Hello, Terry. It's Polly again. Hello. Look, so I've just been thinking about our conversation this morning, and we're about to leave Maunganui Island and go to Port Douglas to a lovely resort with a lovely resort pool. Is that going to be an issue? Yes, which I'll also do. Okay. It's over 2 months. So I think it's 9 weeks. So what were you asking, Perry? What sort of infections you can get from pool? No. It's not marinum because that's very rare. I don't need to. She's saying right now it's so rare. Hang on. Can I put you on to Perry, please?
Perry. Hello, Terry. No, Polly's worried about the pool. And we're going to a small resort where there's, I don't know, usually half a dozen to a dozen people around the pool. And we're trying to work out whether it's in the sort of infection that you might get in a big public swimming pool that she's being advised to avoid, or whether there's some specific infection that comes with chlorinated swimming pool water that's still not knocked out. Right, so it is actually, so the infection she's avoiding is the mycomarinum infection. It's not general bacterial infection from everything from fecal coliform to who knows what. Yeah, okay. No, that's a really helpful clarification because we weren't sure whether it was marinum or general bacterial infection because the wound isn't 100% healed yet. I would have said walking along the beach in the tropics is far more likelihood of infection from bacteria of all sorts through a 99% healed wound than worrying about marinum, which is, as you say, is a once in a blue moon type of infection. Yeah, Polly's got all that. Right. Would avoid what? Oh, yeah, no, that's full of bacteria. So that was the question. Is she avoiding pools to avoid marinum, or is she avoiding pools to avoid this general infection? Exactly. No. We just needed to understand what the prohibition on pools was. Was it general inspection or was it Murrenum? Yeah, of course. Right. Interesting. Draw the line at a star. Yeah. So, I mean, we were also talking about the compromise between extra exercise, which is potentially splitting the wound skin surface and keeping it just 99% healed, versus not doing anything, not putting any tension across the wound, and it heals, and so it totally heals, which is better. And Polly thinks that doing the exercise and regaining her muscle control and the balls of her feet and things like that is more important. But she doesn't want to get infected with general infections and is in the resort pool. She doesn't want to stay out of the pool. She wants the best, of course. Everybody wants the best of both worlds. Yeah, I'll tell her to take a photograph and send it to David and say, is this amount of healing going to be okay in the resort pool? Oh, actually, she said she's done that already.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'll put her back on. Thank you for that advice, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Oh, it's a birthday. How funny. Will do. Yeah, so I've taken photos for the last few days, and because they're interspersed with photos of koalas and sunsets and palm trees, I couldn't put them together. I will do. it's really nice. Because of the antibiotics I'm on, I have to, I'm hypersensitive to the sun. So I'm covered up like an old lady. I could get really badly burned. So 2 months of that in paradise is okay. I've accepted that. So I'll check out what Perry and you have talked about with him. That was a thing, because I'd Googled it, and it said if you have I know Google's your enemy, probably. It said after 2 months, if you've still got scab, there's possibly an issue. Which is why I called you. Yeah. Oh, look, I can't. It actually, It looks and feels as though it's a very, it's still quite a deep scab. It's not just a surface scab. So when I walk on the sand and in the sea,
Yeah.
nothing happens to it. Nothing happens at all. It's still slightly weeping. Not anything. When I say that, all I get is that on my socks, I have little marks when I take my socks off. Yeah. Just pale yellow. Yeah. I mean, it could just be no odor. It could just be that it's wet and so it sticks to my socks. Yeah. Or could I? Or I could just, I could be in the pool and just keep my foot out. Is that, would that be all right? I'm a master at Yeah, okay. I know. Yeah. And I have rather pushed it on the walking front in the last few days. I've just, I'm an all-terrain walker now. I walked about 7 kilometres all over Magnetic Island. I didn't mean to. It's not what I intended to do, but it happened. And I'm wearing my Hockers. My Hockers, Hello. Sorry. I know that the reception here, no, the reception here is crap. Yeah. I was just saying thank you very much for spending so long with us. Lovely. Okay then. All right then. Thank you so much. Okay, we will. Okay, goodbye.